This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Constitution Day and National Day being celebrated across the country by organizing various programs today. Acting Prime Minister and Defense Minister Poorna Bahadur Khadka says, government consistently effortful towards fulfilling aspiration of nation and people. And Azerbaijan launches operation against Nagorno-Karabakh and demands surrender. Now the news in detail. Constitution Day and National Day is being celebrated today by organizing various programs. Constitution Day is celebrated on Asos 3 as per the Nepali calendar to mark the promulgation of the Constitution of Nepal by the Constituent Assembly after over 7 decades long struggle and sacrifices made by the people. The main function committee has hosted a special ceremony at the Army Pavilion to Dikhel in Kathmandu on the occasion of the Constitution Day 2080 today. President Ramchandra Podil attended the ceremony as chief guest. Also present on the occasion were Vice President Ramshai Prasad Yadav, Chief Justice Biswambar Shrestha, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timmasena, Acting Prime Minister Poorna Bahadur Khadka, Deputy Prime Minister Naran Kaji Shrestha, ministers, parliamentarians, constitutional bodies chief and office bearers, diplomatic mission chiefs and representatives, government employees and journalists. A signifying banner reading Constitution Day 2080 and showering of flowers were displayed by the Nepal Army helicopter on the occasion. The helicopter with banner had marched around the ring road of Kathmandu. In a message of best wishes and congratulation on the occasion of the Constitution Day and National Day today, President Ramchandra Podil said equal access of all citizens to the state-sponsored services and entitlement should be established and their social security be ensured in line with the Constitution. On the occasion, the head of the state has urged all to make honest efforts for translating the constitutional letter and spirits into action. Similarly, Vice President Ramshai Prasad Yadav has said that everyone should work to realize the socialism-oriented economic social system and inclusiveness as specified in letter and spirit of the constitution. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the government has started a campaign to transform the Federal Democratic Republic as the true state provision. Acting Prime Minister and Minister for Defense Poorna Bahadur Khadka said the present constitution was an epochal and historical outcome in the political history of Nepal. Chief Justice Biswambar Prasad Shrestha said the constitution of Nepal was not only a document of constitutional change, but also of long-awaited state restructuring, forms of governance and social and cultural transformation. Extending best wishes to all lovely sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of Constitution Day 2080, Chief Justice Shrestha said the Constitution has its objective to assure lasting peace, good governance, development and prosperity. Likewise, the United States of America has congratulated the entire Nepali community on the occasion of the Constitution Day 2080 Bikram Sambat. Issuing a press statement today, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken extended best wishes to the Nepali community on the occasion of the Nepal's Constitution Day. Acting Prime Minister and Defense Minister Poorna Bahadur Khadka has said that the government is continuously effortful towards giving an impetus to the constitution implementation and fulfilling the aspirations of the country and people by establishing political stability, peace and good governance. Addressing the program organized by the Constitution Day Main Celebration Committee at the Army Pavilion Todikhel to mark the Constitution Day 2080 today, he expressed the belief that the country would be taken to a new high of an advanced democracy with the true respect and dedication of all of the Constitution. The acting Prime Minister asserted that the next agenda is good governance, prosperity and social justice since political stability has been maintained in the country with basic pillars of the Constitution gradually becoming stronger. The acting Prime Minister mentioned that the government has made the best possible efforts for controlling pandemic and managing and minimizing disaster by expanding and strengthening the health infrastructure and services. United Nations High Representative Rabah Fatima calls on Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, who had arrived in New York leading Nepal in the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Representative for the least developed countries, landlocked developing countries and small island developing states, Fatima had a meeting with Prime Minister Dahal. According to the information provided by New York-based Permanent Mission of Nepal to the United Nations, various matters related to common concerns and ways to encourage the interest in issues of the least developed countries in multilateral forum were discussed on the occasion. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahar Prachanda and Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe held a meeting on the sidelines of the 78th United Nations General Assembly in New York. The Permanent Mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York informed that during the meet, the two leaders discussed the matters related to the enhancement of bilateral relations between Nepal and Sri Lanka and multilateral collaboration. Minister for Foreign Affairs N.P. South said Nepal was in favor of prohibiting nuclear tests. At a meeting with Executive Secretary of Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization, Robert Floyd, Minister South clarified Nepal's stance for banning nuclear tests. Foreign Minister South also informed Executive Secretary Floyd about Nepal's commitment for the prohibition of nuclear tests. Minister South, who is in New York on course of attending the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly, has intensified sideline meetings. Construction work of the powerhouse of 900 megawatts Arun 3 hydropower project under construction in Sankhua Sabha has come to a halt. The local people have stopped the construction for around 3 weeks, demanding for compensation for the land to be acquired along the Changu Kuti Diding Fufua approach road of the Arun 3 project site. As a result of a protest by local people, the work of the powerhouse of the project and the entrance route has come to a standstill. Coordinator of the Arun Entrance Route Struggle Committee, Jani Kumar Rai, said they are forced to take to the streets after the government did not address their demands. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Azerbaijan said its military measures in Nagorno-Karabakh are continuing for a second day after it launched what it described as anti-terror operations in the area. It said it will not stop until ethnic Armenian separatists surrender. Tensions in the South Caucasus have been high for months around the breakaway enclave, recognized internationally as part of Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan and Armenia last went to war 3 years ago. In a statement this morning, Azerbaijan's defense ministry said military equipment belonging to the Armenian armed forces had been neutralized, including military vehicles, artillery, and anti-aircraft missile installation. Yesterday, Baku ordered illegal Armenian military formation to hand over arms and dissolve their illegal regime. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged the world to unite to end Russian aggression against his country in the United Nations General Assembly. In a passionate speech in New York, Mr. Zelensky said a nuclear-armed Moscow must be stopped from pushing the world to the final war. He also accused Russia of weaponizing everything from food to energy. Russia's full-scale invasion has prompted widespread condemnation. In a speech which focused heavily on the danger Russia poses to the world, he argued that other common challenges such as climate change can only be properly addressed after Moscow had been pushed back. Moscow has repeatedly denied Ukraine's accusations, but a number of international experts and organizations point to growing evidence that Russia has committed war crimes in Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. For tonight, the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi and Gandaki province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 18.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 31.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Constitution Day and National Day being celebrated across the country by organizing various programs today. Acting Prime Minister and Defense Minister Poorna Bahadur Khadga says, government consistently effortful towards fulfilling aspirations of nation and people. And Azerbaijan launches operation against Nagorno-Karabakh and demands surrender. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.